This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. North Korea says it has carried out a very important test at a satellite launching site. The state news agency says the results will be used to upgrade the country's strategic status. It provided no further details. The test comes as a year-end deadline North Korea has imposed nears, warning it could take a new path amid stalled denuclearization talks with the United States. In India, at least 34 people died on Sunday in a major fire that broke out in a building in central New Delhi. The cause of the fire is being investigated. U.S. President Donald Trump has thanked Iran for releasing a Chinese-American academic it had detained since 2016 in exchange for the U.S. freeing an Iranian scientist arrested last year. As Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports, the surprise prisoner swap happened Saturday.
The U.S. released Iranian stem cell expert Masoud Soleimani in exchange for the liberation of Shiye Wang, a Chinese-American detained in Iran for 3 years on espionage charges. On Twitter, Iran's Foreign Minister Javad Zarif uploaded a picture of him and Soleimani aboard a plane allegedly flying back to Iran. Soleimani was arrested at Chicago Airport in October 2018 for allegedly attempting to export biological materials to Iran, violating U.S. sanctions on the country over its nuclear program. Shiye Wang, meanwhile, is a Princeton University graduate who is said to have been conducting dissertation research in Iran in 2016 when he was detained.
That is Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. Mexican officials say 4 people were killed and 2 injured in a shooting near Mexico's National Palace. Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador was traveling outside of Mexico City when the shooting took place. For news on the go, download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.